Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Tom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Piazza Premium Automobile Studios.
Powering your drive with 10 brands and 20 locations.
Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
All right, it is Dom time, and just added something for Mulligan's Dan. Lorraine Rinaldi, no bias here, I can't help it. I was offered by the Italian Herald to conduct a vote that they'll print. I don't know, they fly stuff over Wildwood too. Maybe they'll fly it over. Gravy or sauce at Mulligan's on June 20th. So Lorraine's going to be there with a ballot box, and you'll get a...
Oh, I love this idea.
Yes, you will get a sauce, or you will get a gravy. And I will tell you, Lorraine Rinaldi, even though she wrote, she was in radio for a long time here, WWDB, then here a bit. Even though she wrote Gravy Wars, she is a neutral party. They will certify it.
Wait, no, no, no.
We'll have it on the air.
How is she a neutral party if she's named her book? Shouldn't it be Sauce Wars?
No, it's not such thing. But she she does go into in there, you know, the battle over this. So if you show up at Mulligan's, no mail-in ballots. No, I know that's already being asked. Well, can't we mail in a ballot to Mulligan's? No, not in this case. This requires you to show up at Mulligan's on June 20th. I think she'll be there early, even like 11:30, and have the ballot box set up if you can't stay for the beginning of the show. But I think it'll end exactly at 2:50 because we want to give the results on the air. There'll be no shenanigans, no Philadelphia stuff. You have to stay 20 feet away from the poll. Roe, even though she doesn't know it, will be a judge of elections.
Oh, okay.
I'm open. You can call.
Can I trust Roe to be a judge of elections?
Oh, of course. Even though she says gravy,
yeah,
too.
You
I wouldn't
so?
Have married. Could you just see? Yeah, it's sauce. Now yeah. I'm not getting married. There you go.
Yeah.
If you would like to be a judge of elections, just send me an email or you can call in. I'll see your qualifications. I know a lot of you are coming. Hit us on Twitter why you should be a judge of elections. So that will be one of the things that we'll be doing all show long. We're going to get this settled. Now, I don't know on July 4th.
Mr. Sinatra, are we calling this sauce or are we going to call it gravy? I
mean, you can play that all that you want.
It's a sauce.
I'm going to win.
That's a great Frank Sinatra right there saying it's a sauce.
Yeah, so. Well, Frank Sinatra sadly isn't here, and he won't be at Mulligan's. You got to be in person. You can't be bringing Frank Sinatra in. No busloads of people. I want only registered Dom Giordano listeners. There'll be a test. There'll be a poll tax also. There will be gendarmes there. All right. So remember, it's Friday, June 20th. Okay. Most serious thing out there, Dan, I gave you the wrong thing. Let's just get a little bit of this to get started. This is cut six. Two Chinese nationals charged with allegedly smuggling this biological pathogen into the United States. Well, we don't have to play it. I think people have heard it. Now, if this turns out to be true, they deserve the death penalty. They deserve the death penalty. And I want to go back to yesterday. I almost said, let's get them on, maybe tomorrow. Orion and I, we're not arguing. We're good friends, but we have argued on occasion. He went after me once on his show, and he told me he was going to do it. I mean, what am I supposed to do? He couldn't get at Tom Corbett, the governor, so he attacked me because I did the Tom Corbett show. All right? So the bottom line is this. If this is true, they deserve the death penalty. O'Reilly yesterday was saying, come on, Don, we got to cooperate with the Chinese. We cannot just be in a state of war with them. Well, they don't care. They're sending a message. I don't use the big one, COVID. We all know that. I use something smaller that indicates, is that a judge of elections there? If it is, let's put him on. I want to hear if he wants to judge the upcoming gravy sauce election. The bottom line is, how do we deal with China? This is just another warning signal. They killed the world. They don't care. They have too many people. They don't care. In fact, tomorrow's side question is going to be about Tiananmen Square in a fun way. It's just a jumping off point. 36 years ago today, I think it was. And I remember that because I got into an argument. How is this for a sick memory? With Mary of Delaware County as a caller, I was just kind of starting in talk radio. And she was going nuts, I believe, defending the Chinese a little bit to me. It was pretty bad. So I've always seen it this way. They're the existential enemy of the world. They previously attempted and failed to smuggle the same pathogen into the U.S. Now, they got to be, if this is true, this is the type of thing where you execute people. Because if this, oh, Frank of South Philly. All right. Let me go to this breaking news here. Let's, before I get to the Chinese and the pathogens, let's see if Frank of South Philly is worthy. All right, Frank, you're from South Philly. You're Italian. It's obvious. Why are you worthy to be a judge of elections here, though?
Well, because I've been doing it for the last 40 years, 50 years. My mom, it's about a 100-year tradition between my father and us doing it from Italy. I was born in Italy. I'm 100% Italian. All the rest of the people that are...
Now, wait a minute. Now,
you know it by its pronunciation of Italy.
Of Italy, yes. Now, Dan, Italy, usually I would say, no, Frank, we love you, but you know what? You're not an American. No. But you know what? In this contest, Dan, he does have a special perspective that we have to bring to it.
Yeah?
Now, Frank,
well, how about a case of gravy?
There you go.
Oh, it's sauce, though.
So, Frank, can
and
you...
I can't be a contestant because I will probably be, take first prize.
Oh, wow. Look at this. Well, talking some trash.
Slowly, I will take the first prize.
Well, I would tell
between
you.
Between me and my wife.
Bring a little bit, Frank. We'll taste it. But you are a judge.
I've had it, I think. I think it's pretty good.
Oh, yeah.
Haven't you brought us some, Frank, in the past? Or no?
I
know Chef Dave makes some pretty good marinara as well.
I gave you a couple of jars of food.
Oh, yes.
I don't know if you get it.
Yes,
really
I have.
That was okay.
It's
yeah,
very good. Yes.
Yeah, I have had it. It's
well,
great.
Well, Frank, if you're able to get your group down, you are a judge of elections from South Philly, Italy, and certainly an aficionado of gravy, along with Ro, who has never said the word sauce in her life and is Italian. Well, she was born here, but she is Italian up and down the line, no doubt. So, Frank, okay. I'll put you down. You're gonna make that slot now. This is a very important role here.
Okay, I need the information as to where is it Mulligan's, right?
Yeah.
Down in Wildwood, I think it is.
Yes, I'll put you on hold, Frank, and Henry will give you the information, okay?
Good enough. Yes, all sir. Right. Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, Dan, this is a coveted role here. So already we have Ro, Lorraine Rinaldi, and Frank. I think that's pretty Italian. Should we let somebody outside the tribe be a judge of elections?
Yes.
Okay. If you're a sauce person, I want to be fair.
Mm-hmm.
We'll seat you just like they do. In, you know, Linda Kearns will be there, too. I'll make sure she seats my judges right near the ballot box. And then a sauce judge will put back where the bathroom is in Mulligan's. They're a judge. They'll just have to have binoculars and look from there, just like in Philadelphia. All right. So if you're coming to Mulligan's, do you think you're worthy to be a judge in this debate? I was contacted by the Italian Herald. They fly over, they do fly over Wildwood, but they also are going to print this, and Lorraine is going to be in Wildwood Crest, as I said. She's generously said she'll get the ballot box and the whole thing.
Gag me with a spoon.
So, Dan, I think the odds are pretty good that this is going to be a very fair election and that the results will be to my liking. All right. You're mixing a lot of stuff there. All right.
Sorry, we were getting Frank that information so we could have his.
Yeah, yeah. If you want to be a judge.
Expertise.
You can let us know throughout the show. It's Mulligan's right there on Hildreth in Wildwood. Dom Giordano Day. I got so many things behind the scenes we're working on with Scott Presler and others. This is one not to miss. This is going to be huge. No Kelsey Grammer this time. We're working on him, though. I'm sure Kelsey says gravy. I'm sure Mayor Ernie, Dan, you know, put him down for the Friday show.
I mean, I'll text him right now. You want me to get an answer?
Yeah, ask him, is it gravy or sauce? Okay. I'm sure Mayor Ernie.
Mayor Wildwood really wants to deal with this.
I don't want him showing up and giving me, you know, the annual award for Dom Giordano Day. If this guy doesn't say gravy, I don't want the award. That's it. I'm going to bring them. I'm going to throw them over the fence. No more.
Can I place the blame on you? So I'm going to say Dom would like to know whether you think it's sauce or gravy.
Yes.
Hi, Mayor.
Hi, Mayor. Yes. All right. So the Chinese, speaking of food, have this thing going on. Pathogens. This is the second time around. I mean, this is as incredibly serious as we can imagine. Just think of the damage that was done, the lives that were lost. You may know somebody because of Fauci, but also the Communist Chinese Party once again. So O'Reilly goes there. You know how hard bitten O'Reilly is. And he was on yesterday and he said, we got to find a way. They're thoughtful, you know, even though he knows, you know, O'Reilly's not a softie on this. I'm just saying, how do we deal with these people? Here we go again. This detained Chinese national lied on her visa. They're charged with smuggling dangerous biological pathogen into the United States. They tried to do it once before, apparently. And this plays right into what Trump was elected on. And I told you there's a pivot point here. As predicted, we have a lot of sound today of people upset because it does appear they're going to expedite throwing out of the country the wife of the maniac who was trying to firebomb people and the five kids. And I'm on board with that. America's turned a corner on this. This Chinese story. We have too many people floating into this country on visas, overstaying and all. Why do we need all that? Oh, if we don't have that, this nation's going to go down. Imagine if this pathogen had gotten loose one or two of these times. All right. I've seen enough editions of one of my all time top 10 shows, The Americans, to see what the Russians were trying to do to diminish our agricultural industry. So it's not just agro-terrorism, it's also, you know, and here we are, Jersey won't let you have raw milk. Dan has secured at 2 o'clock today the head of the Raw Milk Institute, who knew there was such a thing.
Oh.
And Jersey's doing that, yet I bet over in Jersey, Phil Murphy and the boys, they'd be saying, oh, what do you mean you would execute these Chinese bringing a pathogen into the country? Suppose they kill the Jersey tomato, buddy. Imagine in Jersey. Whoa, wait a minute.
I mean, just not the Jersey. It's the entire food supply, man. Like, we're talking. Because I always have the. Because I you know me. I love reading conspiracy theories, especially ones of control and such. And then you have a Chinese government, an adversary here, who's now using funguses to potentially impact our food supply. That's huge.
Right. Well, the starting point is to get them to trial as quickly as possible. And if that's the case of what they were trying to do, they should be executed. Let's go to Christian in Abington on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Christian, afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, sir. Thank you for taking my call. So I think people are misunderstanding how significant this actually is. If they're downplaying the danger of agro-terrorism, food sovereignty is a major, major component of national security. If you do not have your own food, someone else controls you. On the subject of blights, there's many different types of blights. My degree is actually in sustainable agriculture. And people don't understand these things spread, and sometimes there is variance on these things, which means that some are more treatable than others, and they can spread to different types. So we could actually be looking at massive spread of an altered blight that won't just affect one food industry, but actual ban across the entire spectrum of.
Their defense seems to be, and who knows at this point, it's the old Fauci defense. Well, we're bringing it to the University of Michigan to study, so in case that happens, we'll have a leg up. We're tired of this. People running around with dangerous pathogens because they're going to study it. They're going to put gain of function on it, to your point, to either kill us or destroy us one way or the other. No, if they're found guilty of this, you got to send a message. And by found guilty, I mean we ought to be convening a trial on this within this month. This is national security writ large.
Absolutely. And to your point, there is a great many amount of seeds that actually come out of universities. So if they were able to inoculate a seed with this type of fungus, that would actually get distributed out to the public, you know, situationally dependent upon how the university was able to disperse it.
Yeah, without a doubt. Thank you, Christian. Wow, it's always somebody with a background like Christian there. So 855-839-1210. Coming up, I'll give you the side question. At 1230, we have one of our favorites on from the Heritage Foundation to talk about, did we get a pivot point with this maniac in Boulder, Colorado, meaning the Trump administration instantly was ready or is ready to expedite deportation of the entire family. I'm in agreement with it. Now, whether they knew or could have known, he's making Molotov cocktails. No one says anything. The wife doesn't say anything. And right away, we're seeing this morning, the morning shows, Morning Schmo and the rest of them. Oh, my God, where are we going to send them back to? You couple that with this Chinese nationals story, and you just have a sense that we are just asking for them to decimate us in so many different ways. And these are people that are already here. We do have to ratchet this up. We should curtail more visas. There's too much of this going on, too many foreign students in universities because universities want more money. That's all playing out. And I got a lot on the Elon Musk, including a guy that Dan knows and is a friend, Sergio Gore, surfaces in the middle of the feud of Trump. Well, I don't know that Trump is feuding with Elon Musk.
Really?
Yes, because Sergio Gore is the head of the employees at the White House. And the guy that was nominated, that Musk wanted for something, got bounced, and the finger's pointing to Sergio Gore. Sergio's the guy, the big Don Jr. event, who was our source to bring us Don Jr. to town. So we'll get into that with Elon Musk. We've got a lot of big stories today. You want to be a judge at Mulligan's, like Frank is going to be. He's out of central casting. We couldn't come up with a better thing like that. And I was thinking, should I debate? I'm so confident. Could I debate Linda Kearns in Jersey? She can say, don't get rid of the, you can't pump your gas.
And I'm going to say, that's a good topic.
You get rid of it. Come on. It's impossible. I can debate anybody anywhere. How am I going to convince one person there in Jersey that we should get rid of pump your own gas? You can't pump your own gas. I was thinking about it. That's kind of risky.
It works.
For fun, I might do it.
I do have a breaking news update.
Yes.
Mayor of Wildwood, Ernie Troiano, has responded.
Yes.
And he says, if it's gravy, it has meat in it.
Well, there you go.
If it's marinara, though, it's a sauce.
Well, it's typical politician. You know what you can ask him? Would he like to be one of the electors there? I'm sure he's stopping in, you know, when he's there to make sure the election's on the up and up. He can give us that rousing statement straddling both sides. It's sauce and gravy. Dawn Fantasia, who's Italian, Dan, pretty much wouldn't answer the gravy, and she answers anything. The gravy sauce thing. I think she was afraid there's going to be repercussions in Jersey.
I mean, there are political repercussions to
all
this
right,
question.
So, yeah, so I don't forget. Cuomo, I have it written down here.
Are we calling it a judge of elections?
Yes,
so
yes.
June 20th, we'll be doing a vote between whether it's sauce or gravy. Would you be
throughout
a judge
the show. Yeah, and the Italian Herald's going to certify it. They're going to print it. They fly over Wildwood. Wouldn't you like to see that, the results? It's gravy by a score of, well, one vote is all I need over the line. I don't care. It's 51-49, it's okay. Cuomo ordered bacon, eggs, and cheese. No, I'm sorry. He ordered bacon, cheese, and eggs. And apparently everybody in New York knows it's bacon, egg, and cheese. So now, this, and they're afraid that this is big trouble for him. People are very sensitive in this in New York, and it's a tell. It's like when Phil Murphy ate the pizza the wrong way, and they started, he's from Massachusetts. People are looking for tells like this, and if you do the wrong thing, it's going to be big trouble. That's why I know that if you don't say gravy, it could be trouble. All right, 855-839-1210. We're talking the Chinese smugglers, but coming up, I'll give you a little bit on this Elon Musk story. And some of these guys actually think that Elon Musk is going to turn Trump on the big, beautiful bill, or he's going to turn senators. No way. They're going to listen to what Trump says or what Trump's doing on this. And I'll give you the reason, some of the reasons why Elon Musk might be pulling this, because it is getting pretty severe. They're grabbing onto it. Are these senators going to stop this and actually roll the dice that we're going to go into the midterms with nothing? I think they might. All right, it's 855-839-1210. That's how you...
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You get it. All right, Dom Giordano Show. Welcome in. Have we reached a turning point here with the immigration thing? And this Chinese story, I think, exemplifies it a little bit. It's stunning to me to see this continue. I wanted to kind of drive the Musk-Trump thing. I see people today saying, well, you know, this is a pretty titanic battle. They're talking about two Goliaths. Where's the constituency, with all due respect, for Elon Musk? And they go, well, Twitter. He went to Twitter and he's really hammered the bill. So what? Are these guys going to be influenced by Musk and Twitter? They're trying to grab onto Musk to push back on Trump. That's not going to work. Because the members of the House know that they're going to do what Trump wants on this. And what he wants is what we're seeing. Here's another fact of life. I don't like it, but I'll tell you clearly. We don't seem to care anymore about cutting the deficit or how big the deficit is and all that talk. It's almost impossible to withstand this. And Trump is not Reagan on this. Trump doesn't care that much about the deficit either. He's more concerned with his base and with the Medicaid stuff. And guys like Hawley, they just want Medicaid all over the place. They don't care what the spending is. Now, Jeff Andrews is going to be on tomorrow. I know he gets edgy when we bring up the Medicaid stuff. Why? Well, it's the third rail now. It's like Medicare and Social Security. So do people really want to cut the deficit? Well, I think you got to be more like Rand Paul. If I were there, I would vote for this after some more struggles to try to cut some more, because if they don't do this and Americans don't continue with middle-class tax cuts and fueling the economy with it, you know what's going to happen, the greater evil here. We're going to lose in the midterms. Maybe it'll be close, but I would think we're not going to win. It will be a debacle of debacles. We know that going in. So here's Ron Johnson, who I've had on from Wisconsin, and he's a little bit of a maverick at times. Here's what he says about Musk and Musk coming out on against this and the importance of it.
Senator Johnson, you're often mentioned in the same breath with Senator Rand Paul. He agrees with you on a lot of these different issues. We had him on the program yesterday. And last night, he put something out on X in response to Elon Musk's statement on this. Elon had tweeted or had put on X, "I'm sorry, but I just can't stand it anymore. This massive, outrageous, pork-filled congressional spending bill is a disgusting abomination." Rand Paul put up this tweet. He said, "I agree with Elon. We have both seen the massive waste in government spending. We know another $5 trillion in debt is a huge mistake." Do you agree with Rand Paul on this?
Well, again, I'm going to be focusing on the numbers. Use CBO's 10-year base as our baseline. Their projection is a baseline. And then let's start honestly discussing where we're at. And, you know, again, my latest chart just shows the unsustainable nature of this, how deficits are going to continue to skyrocket. You know, we're not even coming close to even having a possibility of balancing the budget. So I'm going to focus on the numbers. I'm not going to be insulting anybody.
Does what Elon said give you additional kind of help in your quest on this?
Yeah, it certainly bolsters our case. He was in the inside. He showed us with President Trump how to do this, you know, contract by contract, line by line. We have to do that forensic audit. We don't take the time. Again, we exempt most programs, focus on a couple, tweak them, get a CBO score. That's really out of context. I mean, the context is all about $22 trillion in expected deficit. And by the way, that counts about $4 trillion of tax increase, which I don't want to incur. But if we don't incur that, you got to make up for about $4 trillion in revenue. How do you do that? That's why I'm starting to do these AI sensitivity analysis. And by the way, mindful that AI is often confidently wrong. You got to check your work. So I haven't checked this work. But again, that's how you approach this. You actually look at the numbers, take the personalities out of it, take the invective out of it, take the insults out of it. Look at the cold, hard facts. If you do that, you get depressed really fast, and hopefully it'll cause all of us to act. This is our one chance. This is our once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to reset government spending at a reasonable pre-pandemic level. We can't blow it. We can't count on winning another election, having another shot in 2027. This is our time. We have to take this seriously.
All right. What Musk tweeted out this morning, this immense level of overspending will drive America into debt slavery. Now, we all know that. We all say that. But in reality, what's going to win at the end of the day is not that. Not Rand Paul, not Ron Johnson, I don't think. And if there's a logjam here, you got guys like Hawley and these others who are phonies. What is going to come out of it? Not anything good. All right, coming up, pivot point in immigration. We're going to talk to the Heritage Foundation. Do they share this? A lot of people in the morning show. How can we deport expeditiously the wife and the kids of the maniac in Boulder? I think we should, and then I'll give you the reasons why again. That's all coming up. Hey, are you thinking about selling your home? It's not like it used to be. The market is shifting. Today's buyers are pickier than ever. They want move-in ready homes with modern features. So how do you break through with these people? Well, that's where Diane Cardano comes in from Cardano Realtors. She's hosting a free event for future home sellers, meaning even, you know, in the next year or two, it doesn't matter. This is a great event. We've done this before. Uncertain housing market, rising inventory, fluctuating interest rates, all those things. We're going to be there with Diane. I'll be with her. Get a glass of wine, hors d'oeuvres. It's Wednesday evening, June 11th. A week from today at the Hilton Garden Inn in Fort Washington. At the special event, you'll get a signed copy of her new book, model home mindset. Get ahead of the competition. Come to Diane's Future Home Seller event. Sell your home fast. RSVP now. 215-576-8666 or visit 215-576-8666.com. I'll see you there on June 11th.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Okay, it is Dom time. One of our all-time favorites when it comes to the issue of immigration. And is it an inflection point here, this case in Boulder, Colorado? And the other move Stephen Miller and others are talking about, meaning we're not just talking criminal, illegal aliens again and all that. It's broader than that now. Laura Rees is the director of the Border Security and Immigration Center at the Heritage Foundation. And Laura joins us here on Talk Radio 1210. Laura, great to have you again. Thanks for joining us.
Well, thanks for having me on.
Well, Laura, Stephen Miller all over the place. I happen to think he's the most articulate, if not the smartest, among the Trump advisors, very forceful. And I do think they're ratcheting up the pressure, not on Homan, but on ICE people to be deporting more. And this Boulder story seems to be an indicator with the wife and kids of where this may be going. Is this an inflection point?
Well, I think it is. I think it's a trend. And remember, Donald Trump didn't run on immigration arrests. He ran on mass deportations. And it wasn't just about criminal aliens. It was about all those who are here illegally. Americans supported it and voted for it and continue to support that. To just talk about criminal aliens is a trap by the left, and the Republicans shouldn't be falling into that, because then the left will say, you just said you were going to prioritize criminal aliens, and now you're going after, you know, grandma who happens to be here illegally. But we had at least 11 million to 20 million here illegally pre-Biden, and Biden added another at least 11 million. So we can't just be going after the criminals, nor should Americans have to wait for someone here illegally to commit a crime for them to say, okay, now they can be deported, as was the case with this Egyptian terrorist who proceeded to burn multiple people peacefully protesting.
Absolutely. I like how you work that in. Laura, the other part of it, I thought what they would do after the criminal alien, or they were doing it along with it, the people that have deportation orders already or something like that, but it seems like the numbers going through these hoops, you're not going to reach what Trump ran on. I mean, I'm thinking even at 3,000 a day, which Miller allegedly said, it would still only be, to your point, 1 million a year, maybe 4 million tops, and I doubt that. And we have over 20 million plus now due to Biden.
Right, and this is one of the reasons why self-deportations is so important. But look, the whole point of this is to try to enforce our laws and to change behavior so that people come here lawfully and obey our laws, and when it's time to go home, they leave. And so people have an opportunity to leave and get right with the law if they want to come back lawfully and not have to worry about any of this. And never do you hear the left say, you should self-deport, nor do you ever hear the left say, you should come here lawfully and obey our laws. Instead, they only demand that someone who is here illegally not be deported and be given a green card because they've been here illegally for years and were able to evade ICE. It doesn't make any common sense. Americans have had their eyes opened to many of the games and the unending, quote unquote, due process that the left demands. And they want a sane immigration policy so that we can get our country back.
Yeah. And I think the other thing fueling this by any standard now, we're seeing that the border is pretty much locked down. So now our attention's going to turn more internally, the focus, the shift. What do you see happening next in this, the players on both sides, how should the Trump administration, for example, the wife and the five kids, I know they're saying, well, wouldn't she have known he was making Molotov cocktails? Are you saying you think you can just straight up say, no, they're here illegally, they have to go too?
Yeah, we don't need their knowledge.
Okay.
The immigration statute clearly says that the spouse and children of someone involved in terrorist activity is both inadmissible to the country and deportable if they are already here. So Secretary Rubio revoked their visas, so they are now here without documentation. That's a second ground that they can be deported. So that's not an issue, and good for Secretary Rubio for revoking visas. He has been fantastic on that front. But what he needs to do to go further is to really look at the overstay rates among different countries. Consular officers abroad have to interview scores of people every day who say, yes, I just want to go to the U.S. temporarily. Some of them are clearly lying and have those visas denied. Others are better liars, and they come here with no intention to leave or come here and change their mind and decide they want to stay. But we shouldn't keep issuing visas to nationals of countries that have high overstay rates or high overstay numbers.
Do you have any sense of some of the leaders in that? Would the Chinese be among the leaders?
Yeah, you have to look at it two different ways. I mean, we give China ranks number one or number two in a lot of temporary and visa categories writ large. Foreign students is one such example. So they're going to have high overstay numbers just by sheer volume. But you also have, for example, small African countries that don't have a lot of numbers getting visas in total, but of that number, a high percentage overstay. So you have to look at it different ways.
The Chinese and the pathogen story, again, we're with visas. They apparently tried to do this once. At least there's a suspicion of that. Then they got caught this time around. In my mind, when the American people hear that and the danger of that, all this folds into one. The threat is real.
It is very real, and thank God they were caught, because, you know, how do you catch such, small-level operations and, you know, the material? But thank God they did. Look, China's playing the long game. They always have. They're trying to take down America by 1,000 cuts over 100 years. This is just one such cut. Add fentanyl, add COVID-19, add intellectual property theft and espionage and buying farms and other property next to our military sites and on and on. So The Trump administration has their eyes wide open as to the threats China poses, and I think a lot more visas are going to be revoked, student or otherwise. And it's been a long time coming.
Yeah, I agree with you, Rubio, both the mechanism that he uses and his style, the way he approaches this, he's the best force on this. So, Laura, what happens next? What do you see as the next big push? We've talked about where we are moving toward that. What is the next phase of all this, do you think?
Well, Congress has to hurry up and give ICE a lot more resources.
Okay.
And unfortunately, this reconciliation bill is moving too slowly, as any large bill does. And, they need to get Tom Holman and others what they need to enforce the laws and to carry out mass deportation. The left is trying to slow roll everything. Delay is the name of their game. They want to continue to make ICE be the bad guys. As they threaten our ICE agents and their families are doxxed. I mean, Hakeem Jeffries, the minority leader of the House, what he said regarding the ICE agents about how every one of them will be identified is just abhorrent. He has his own security detail as minority leader of the House, and I am quite confident he would not want his security officers to be identified nor have their family members doxxed.
Yeah, exactly. The fentanyl thing, too, I think is a great angle. The Washington Post, I don't think, is that silly that they didn't realize why the seizures, a decline is there. It's because of the border. I think it was a tactic. They're trying to play with this a little bit because they realize when people realize we've made such an impact on fentanyl, they're going to say, yeah, we want to see more of this, tighten it up even more.
Yeah, the left is just playing deaf, dumb, and blind. I mean, you know, they didn't see Biden's mental decline now. They can't figure out why fentanyl is down when our border was so quickly secured. You know, they're not going to learn. They're going to keep playing that line. But and they're going to continue to make ICE as the bad guy because they, like the left, want to keep the millions who they just brought in, to keep them here and to prevent their deportation for political purposes. They need the headcount for congressional districting and for presidential electoral votes. And so it's just all about politics and power for them.
Exactly. Laura, where do we find you?
I can be found at heritage.org or on Twitter at LORA_RIES.
Laura, thank you. Thanks very much for coming on today.
Thanks, Tom.
Laura Rees here on Talk Radio 1210, one of the very best. So have we reached this inflection point where, Morning Joe thinks so. Coming up, I'll play you a little bit of what they were appalled today. How can we send, and you heard what she said, by the statute, they go, the wife and the kids here. Yeah. And so far, ICE has not given them that viral moment they're looking for where it's, oh my God, look at what they're doing. I can't be on that side. And what's happening with these Chinese nationals plays right into what the threats are. And this maniac trying to, for a year, plotting to firebomb people. We don't need this. We're playing a numbers game. They're here illegally. Now, Laura Rees went a little bit farther today from the Heritage of how many people might be here illegally. By that math, it seemed to be she was talking like 30 million or something. Well, I don't know about that, but that's pretty stunning stuff. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210. Let me give you the side question. We have a guy coming on today at 2 o'clock, the National Raw Milk Institute. Told you yesterday that Bryce Harper drinks raw milk, which astounded me as far as this health conscious stuff. And he's in Jersey where you can't do that. So we thought quirks, at least Dan did. And he pointed to my number one quirk in his mind, driving with 2 feet. I've explained why that's happened. You know, we're looking at the quirks of RFK Jr., raw milk, all that. So I'll take off the board the 2 feet driving. We're looking for you to tell us a quirk of yours that you think is maybe not shared over, you know, there could be monolithic quirks out there that a lot of people, so it's not a quirk then, it's more normal. But not wild, but some quirk that you may do that is a little bit offbeat, like the 2 feet driving. Henry, do you have one?
Yeah. So a lot of times I'm just hanging out or even just working here. I tend to move my feet back and forth, like rubbing up against each other just a lot. And it'll annoy a lot of people because if it's dead silent, you're watching like a TV show or a movie, you just hear my feet going up and down, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And it's like, you excited here, Henry? Like, what's going on? And it's like, sorry, I didn't realize I was doing it. It's just one of those things. It's just back of the mind, you know, I'm in bed or something. It's just my feet are going.
All right.
So that's my 2 feet quirk.
All right. So something, they don't have to be foot. They could be anything that's a bit quirky. Think of Seinfeld built on that. She eats her peas one at a time. I can't be married to her. Can't date her. Yes.
I've got another one. How do you eat your corn on the cob?
Oh, off the stalk, you know, off the...
Well, do you go around or you go side to side?
I finish one thing and then move to the next. I don't move to different parts of it. You know, I just eat straight across.
Yeah, straight across. Yeah. Right, that's what I'm asking. So one of the things I do, and I find I'm in the minority here, is I rotate it all the way around one full revolution.
God. Why did you come up with that?
I don't know. That's just always what I've done. Yeah, it's a quirk I do.
Okay. All right. So I'm normal for a change. All right. 855-839-1210. That's how you get in. Hit us with that. If you'd like to be a judge of the great gravy sauce, I mean, this is going to be official, certified, the Italian Herald. We got the woman who wrote Gravy Wars. We got potentially the mayor, Frank from South Philly, Roe, and Lorraine Rinaldi. I guess we need somebody outside the Italian tribe here, maybe, to be part of it.
Oh, so, maybe a Greek listener? Who knows?
Oh, that's right. Yes. we can travel to Wildwood. You come to Wildwood, you make it a day. It's a Friday. It's a spectacular event, Dom Day, every year. And this year, we got a lot more going on. Yeah, I debate Linda Kearns. I'm not going to debate on the gas thing. I'd love to, but... Yeah, I'm a kamikaze. I guess I could do that if it comes down to that. And I will dazzle her, even though I know there's no chance of winning. These people in Jersey, they gotta not pump their gas and stop the rest of us. All right. 855-839-1210. You get on board. Dr. Benz, to remind you about the great dentistry that you'll get from my friend, Dennis, now for about 10 years, Dr. Robert Benz at the Benz Dental Group. One of the things I like most about Dr. Benz is he doesn't just say, we're going to do this, or you should do that. He gives you choices, and that comes from the whole mentality that he has, and also from unbelievable technology that lets you see where we are and where this could end up. Case in point, I didn't do a dental implant maybe a while ago. I finally decided to do it because I saw with the 2 teeth in question, This was the best way to go, and it's worked beautifully for me. Now, it's not always something that serious. It could be any number of things that you decide along with Dr. Benz. He'll explain in detail comprehensive diagnosis that you will not get anywhere else. And then you know about his skill, his staff, and everything else that comes into this. That's why every time I go there, I meet another patient that listened and went to Dr. Benz. Great dental health that we all need. You call now the Benz Dental Group, 610-272-6949. Get that initial appointment, BenzDentalGroup.com, 610-272-6949. Okay, Tom Joe, welcome in. Hit us on that side question. We're looking for that individual quirk. We gave you a few, and the Raw Milk Institute guy will be here at 2 o'clock. Jack Cittarelli's in the on-deck circle. Let me go to Chris in South Jersey. Hey, Chris, good afternoon.
Hey, Dom. So I want to talk about Medicare being the third rail because we're all afraid to piss somebody off. Why? If they're not supposed to be on it, then they need to get off of it. And I know that there are a lot of people on it that shouldn't be there. But it also goes back to, I want to tie this into the clip that you guys were all playing yesterday about the woman screaming and yelling because they want to tell her what she can buy with her government-issued food stamps.
Yes.
That she wants to be able to buy soda and snack foods and this and that. When they first came out with food stamps, that was for women, infants, and children, and it told you exactly what you could buy. It told you what kind of, that you could buy milk, that you could buy orange juice, what kind of cereal you could buy. They need to go back to that, because when they buy whatever they want, then they have to have Medicaid because they have no health. And they don't worry about what their health is because they don't have to pay for it.
To answer your question, this is a while ago about Medicaid, the problem. I had Tom Corbett, we used to do the governor's show until we got into the screaming match, because he was going to pay people on Medicaid in Pennsylvania $50 if they got their teeth cleaned at the expense of taxpayers. The 50 was an incentive to force them to do their teeth. He's red in the face. I'm red in the face. I thought there was going to become the blows there with the governor. And that's a while ago. This is sadly the way they think, Chris. And Hawley, the senator from Missouri, is one of the biggest phonies about this. He's driving this that you just can't cut anything with this. All right, coming up, Jack Cettarelli running. And the one week ago yesterday, we finally have this primary. Want to get his thoughts on a number of things. And also, Planned Parenthood. They're told you can't cut Planned Parenthood. It will add to the deficit. What? I'll explain about that after Jack. Coming up here with Dom on Talk Radio 1210.
Dom Giordano. Weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210. WPHT.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports. Other days it's cooking or music. Or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.